Bibles, if you would, tonight, turn to the book of Deuteronomy. I did not put the bullet points up on the back because I forgot. Amen. I'm just now thinking I'm supposed to do that. We're going to continue tonight on the home. I will not be long. I just have a little section to cover here. We've covered some things that ought to be seen in the home. And we've looked at the fact that Jesus Christ should be seen in the home. And then you say, well, that's obvious. That's a given. But the sad truth is he is not seen in the home like he ought to be seen. And all these other things kind of encompass Jesus Christ as an umbrella. And he kind of, all these things are included when he's in the home. But it's very, very important that he's the focal point of the home. If he's the focal point, then there'll be a whole lot less arguing and fussing and fighting because it's whatever Jesus says. Amen. I know I've given this illustration before that, you know, at work or whatever the case might be, there might be a difficult decision needs to be made. And sometimes the coordinators don't want to make the decision and the service manager doesn't want to make the decision. And they'll come into me and they'll say, you make that decision. Why? Because if it tanks, they can say, Andrew told us to do it. Amen. And, you know, but then if it was a great idea and it works, then they'll take credit for it. Amen. That's how good. Is that not how we do God? Amen. You know, we ought to go to him. We ought to get our advice from him and we ought to do those things. And sometimes when it goes wrong, it's because we didn't trust in him, but then we'll blame him for it. But then if it does go good, we'll take credit for it. When we have nothing without the Lord Jesus Christ, our marriage, and I believe I have a great marriage. And again, all my illustrations are just my life and what I live. I'm not bragging on me. I'm trying to brag on God. He's been good. And I'd have nothing without him. And every hardship we have had in our marriage has been mainly because of me. Amen. It's not God. He's not to blame for it. And so he ought to be seen in our home. Love ought to be seen in the home. And we also looked at last week that prayer should be seen in our homes. And today, just for a few minutes tonight, I want to look at Deuteronomy chapter number 6. And I want to say the Bible needs and should be seen in our home. The Bible should be seen in our home. Deuteronomy chapter number 6. And if you're there, say amen. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter number 6 and verse number 6. The Bible says here, and these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. The word of God ought to be seen in our house. A preacher one time told a story of calling on a lady who had visited his church, and as they sat talking, she wanted to impress the preacher with her spirituality. So she called her little girl in and said, "Honey, go in the other room and bring mommy the book that mommy loves to read." Well, according to the preacher, the little girl came back with the Sears catalog. And that lady really made an impression on the preacher. She was no doubt extremely embarrassed. But her daughter did exactly what her mother told her to do. Amen. If we were to go into any home, would we see the Bible in that home? And I'm not just talking about the family Bible, which that's a good thing. We have a family Bible that, you know, sits there and we read it sometimes. We have another Bible we do devotions out of. But I know people have family Bibles and they'll write when their kids were born and their mom and dad were born. And that's all a good thing. Amen. As long as it's the King James Bible. Amen. I wouldn't leave no perversions laying around the house. Some spirit might jump out on you. But it's got to be the right book. But the Bible should be seen in the home. It ought to be something that's spoke of often in the home. The instructions given here in Deuteronomy were that these words ought to be taught unto the children. Now, Brother Brian, I don't think this says that the church should teach diligently the children the words of God. It doesn't. Now, that Sunday school does that, and praise the Lord for it. But if that's all the Bible they get, then we're failing as parents. We ought to teach the Word of God to our children. We ought to teach it to them. Husbands, we ought to teach to our wives, and we ought to do those Bible studies together. And it not only says that thou shalt teach them, but it says to do it diligently. You know what that means? You stay at it. You know, I can use diligently in a whole lot of different ways, and I think of people that hunt diligently and fish diligently and shop diligently. Everybody's looking at Brother Philip, amen. Get it out of your system, brother. It's about to be over, amen. Praise the Lord. Until he gets old enough, and he's going with you, amen. But there's a lot of things that we do diligently. But that we ought to teach this to our children diligently. Our grandchildren, whoever the case might be. And we ought to teach it. It says, thou shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house. How many times, and hopefully you've seen this in your house, but if we were to peer into the average Christian's home and we were to have a 24/7 live feed, camera in there, what do they call it, reality TV, how often would we catch a family sitting around talking about the Bible? Amen? And that ought to be seen in our home. It ought to be something that's heard in our home every now and again. Honey, you would not believe what I was reading today. Hey, man, I get a lot of my messages from my wife reading her Bible. She'll sit there and tell me, she said, man, this will preach right here. I said, well, you know what, that will. Amen. We talk about things and stuff and try to talk with the kids about it. And Ella's finally getting old enough to where she can read her Bible on her own. And I try to say, Ella, what'd you read in your Bible and those things? But that ought to be seen in our home. But I'm afraid that the average Christian home, that's not heard in the home. What is heard? I don't know, probably fighting and fussing and cussing. You said Christian home? Yeah, Christian home. Sports, all these other kind of things, money. But it ought to be heard in the home. The Word of God ought to be being discussed. Which if Jesus Christ is in the home and He's has priority in the home, then He will be discussed. Amen? Because anytime we have an argument or a fuss or even just a discussion, it ought to come back around to, well, what does the Bible say? Because Brother Brian, it's not hard for us to sit there and argue. And we say, all right, what does the Bible say? Well, here's the instructions. This is what it says. This is what we're going to do. And try to leave it up to Him. And so it not only says there that we should, and thou shalt talk to them when thou sittest in thy house, when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, when thou risest up. It's all about the Word of God. And you say, when thou liest down, right before we go to bed, the last thing that our children hear, and again, please don't think I'm bragging on myself. I'm not. I'm trying to give God the glory. This is just something we've done, and God bless us for it. But the last thing they hear before they go to bed is the reading of God's Word and us praying. That's what they go to bed to every night. Every night. It's not to the television. It's not to the radio. It's not to fussing and fighting. It's not to those things. The last thing they hear is that. Now, I don't know what they hear when I wake up because I'm at work. But I know Miss Sarah's got music playing in the house. She's got things going. And they get up and they pray and those things before they start the day and do their schoolwork and all that. But we should have this every single day. It ought to be seen in our home. And God commands parents to teach their children. He commands us to talk about it. And what happened to the nation of Israel is they stopped talking about it. They stopped teaching their children. And the Bible says later on that there rose a generation that knew not God. Why did they not know God? Because they stopped talking about Him. Just went away. They stopped talking about Him. And that's a sad place. And I think we have a generation of kids today, even in church, that do not know God. And let me ask you this. This has nothing to do with this tonight, but if I was to go up and ask your children or ask your grandchildren, tell me about the day that your granddad got saved, would they be able to tell me the story? Tell me about the day your mom got saved. Tell me about the day that your dad got saved. Would they be able to tell me the story? You say, what are you getting at, Brother Andrew? Well, how many times have you told them? Let me tell you about the day that God saved me. Amen. And they ought to know those things. They ought to know the stories about God. Let me tell you about the time that God moved through our church. Let me tell you about the time that God blessed me. I mean, they ought to hear those stories and hear those things. And we ought to tell them to our grandchildren, our children. It ought to get to the point where they say, oh, great, not again. Amen. We go over there to that nursing home. I promise you, we'll get over there and you'll get a relationship with some of them folks. And they'll tell you a story and they'll tell you the same story every time you go. And they don't remember ever telling you the first time, but they'll tell you over and over again. You just sit there and listen and smile, amen. It ought to be that way, amen. They ought to know the story. Brother Philip, you're getting started right here from scratch, amen. What's his name, old Chuck Wagon, Charlie? They're going to name him Charlie. Amen. Charlie ought to be able to tell us when he gets old enough about when his dad got saved. Said, man, I've heard that story 100 times. Amen. We were up in the tree and didn't see no deer like always, and he told me the story again. Amen. He ought to know the story. We need to tell them about God and tell them those things and talk about them. Church needs to be an exciting thing. It ought to be exciting that we're going to church. It ought to be something that's exciting to go camp meeting and soul winning and all those things and just excited about serving God. But if it's a drag and we're talking about it and we're talking down to it and I don't want to go, what do you think it's doing to that child? Amen? Our grandchild or whatever the case might be. All right, let's look at one more verse. Look at verse number 9. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 9. So not only should it be seen in the home in the aspect of we're talking about it, we're reading it, we're talking about God, and you say, I don't have any children in the home. Well, it doesn't matter if you don't have any children in the home. The Word of God should still be seen in the home. It should still be there. It should be present. Not only should it be talked about, but it should actually be seen in the home. Physically seen. The Bible should be seen. But look here in verse number 9. Here is scriptural, here's a scriptural biblical verse for hanging up verses in your house. Verse number 9. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates. Growing up in the house that we were in, my mom and dad, there were scripture verses everywhere. That's what they decorated with. No matter where you turn, there was a verse. You couldn't even use the restroom without looking at a verse. Amen. That's a good thing. There was Bible everywhere. And I remember some of those verses today with being able to quote some of them because I read them every day. You just see them all over the house. And that's a good thing. In the Christian's home, the Word of God should be on the walls. It should be on plaques, on scriptures. There needs to be Bibles in the home and those kind of things. And when people visit our home, they should know that the Word of God is present. And I tell you what, it's hard for some people that just don't have a conscience and they just kick God out. It might not be hard. But if you love God and you love your Bible and you've got that book open in your house and it's laying open in there, it's going to be hard to let some of that filth come across that television with your Bible there. It should be at least. Amen. If it bothers you, sin does. Like Brother Brian preached earlier. But the Bible, the Word of God should be seen. When we go in there. Now, when I say it should be seen, man, I pray that we don't have to knock 3 inches of dust off your Bible in your house. Amen. The Word of God, man, I hold it in high regard. My Bible. I love my Bible. And what's sad is that there's a lot of pull up to church wheels and they're running late and they open the door and they're trying to find their Bible and they're digging in their floorboard around all the trash and empty bottles and empty, wrappers and, 3-week-old hamburger that's in perfect shape from McDonald's. And they're digging around there to pull their Bible out. Do we not think more of the Word of God than that? Amen. Not knowing where a Bible is. And so the Word of God should be seen. It should be heard. It should have preeminence in our home. Amen. The Word of God. All right, let's stand. Brother Hodge, would you dismiss in prayer, brother?